kind of a camp is Rodney McLeod had so far, and what do you want to see for him?
You know, it's been, I mean, mid-season on last year, right through the final game, and throughout the offseason and camp, nothing but improvement. He gets it. He feels good. He's got a great feel for the defense. He and TJ really doing a good job communicating together, getting people lined up. The positions are interchangeable, so there's flexibility there. And then, of course, you know, you can't say enough about his special teams contribution. We got a starting free safety that's going to play in a couple of teams and be productive for us.
You, as you kind of told us at the start of camp, you got some guys back on the field today. William Hayes, Jake Long.
Scott got some reps. So I mean, it's great to have William and Jake back there. They've been working hard. You know, we're just kind of easing back into it. No issues today, so we'll get some more reps tomorrow. But it's good to get them back in. They're both excited. Good to have Jake's presence in the offensive huddle again. So. That's encouraging. We're close. You know, Troop came back today. We got a couple guys here, you know, just a day or two away, but we're in good shape right now.
How about James Laurinaitis' ankle, was it?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it right now. He got stepped on. We're going to check it out.
Mo Alexander, a local guy, how would you gauge his progress so far?
Well, Mo's doing well. Mo had a little setback right at the end of OTAs. We had to scope him, so he was a little bit behind, but used the time very well to get back in shape. He's not had any setbacks. He's doing a good job. He's flashing on teams, showing things on teams, and he's got a feel for what he's doing. So, you know, it's a big preseason for him. You know, I'm sure he's going to get a lot of snaps.
What's really impressed you the most about camp so far?
You know, we're getting a lot more explosive plays. You know, Sam's throwing the ball real well. Ball's going down the field on time, you know, to Kenny and to Quick and to Tavon and Cookie and all the guys. But that's the thing that's been most impressive. Now, before you put the shoulder pads on, you know, there's a lot of congestion in the pocket. But now the pocket's starting to clean itself up because offense has pads on and things are starting to even out a little bit. So we're getting time to make those throws.
You still installing, coach, or you got a ways to go?
Oh, yeah. No, we've got a ways. Yeah, this is a fifth practice, and we'll be installing, you know, probably through practice number 12, 14. Then, you know, our approach, and we'll talk next week about approach to preseason, you know, how much you do, how much you play, those kind of things. We'll probably be pretty basic in the preseason and continue installing right through.
Somebody would have told you when you were playing that a guy like Jake could come back from ACL when he had it and be almost ready to play. Pretty remarkable.
Well, you know, it's hard to imagine because back then, as you guys know, I mean, it was, you know, a meniscus, you were casted from your waist down. You know, now they're back in 3 weeks on a meniscus repair. So, yeah, it is. It's remarkable what they're doing with the what we have on our side, you know, the medical attention, the capabilities, in addition to the equipment. And then you got an athlete like Jake to just push right through it. Hard to imagine, you know, immediately after surgery and an ACL, your main concern is range of motion, as opposed to years ago, they just lock you down in a cast forever.